Nationally, about 14% of the population is considered food insecure, and the numbers are on the decline. But not so in Maine, where nearly 16% of households lack reliable access to food. A new study commissioned by the Preble Street Maine Hunger Initiative and Good Shepherd Food Bank finds recent policy changes have deepened hunger in the state. Patty White reports.
Elton Thornhill says he's always hungry.
Oh, yeah. Like yesterday, I only had pasta and sauce. That was it.
One meal?
That was it. One big meal. Just some pasta and sauce. Simple enough.
A retired Navy veteran who lives in Rockland, Thornhill says he's been eating one meal a day for the past 2 years. He relies on food pantries to get by ever since his SNAP benefits, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, ended.
Because they considered me an able body, and so they only put me on for the 3-month time limit period unless I was able to volunteer or had part-time work.
Thornhill says he recently completed machinist and welding certification, but no one wants to hire him part-time, which is all he can manage because of a bad back, as well as PTSD and bipolar disorder. He's also had difficulty finding volunteer work, which is a requirement to stay on SNAP benefits.
Volunteering, it's very spontaneous. It's one of those things they don't need volunteers every day, like say the soup kitchen or at the Salvation Army or even at Goodwill. You know, they don't always need volunteers, so it's not like I have a regular 20-hour volunteer thing.
Thornhill is among the people across Maine who, according to Preble Street and the Good Shepherd Food Bank, are lining up in ever-increasing numbers at food pantries' doors. The two organizations worked with the University of Southern Maine to survey food pantry clients. Preble Street's Jan Bindus-Tenney says of the 2,000 people interviewed,
87% of households that we talk to at food pantries contain a child, a senior, or a person with a disability.
About the same number, she says, rely on food pantries at least once a month, and nearly 60% used food pantries more in 2016 compared to the year prior. The director of the Good Shepherd Food Bank, Kristen Maley, says the study findings show that recent policy changes to SNAP benefits, such as the 3-month time limit, as well as an asset test, may have been intended to help people thrive, but
the result is that losing access to SNAP does not then translate to people getting jobs. And instead, these people are at the food pantry lines, which actually prevents them from being able to get jobs.
As the Maine legislature considers proposals that seek to place further restrictions on safety net programs, Maley hopes lawmakers will actually strengthen them and roll back the recent changes.
And instead, look at programs such as the job training programs that people want to be able to get into, but there are long wait lists, they can't always get to them.
A request for comment from Maine's Department of Health and Human Services was not returned. State offices closed early on Thursday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.